We're back for some more news items now. It being the football season, we feel a mention of the city's football club does not go amiss. There is sadly the first loss of the season, plus a note of the season's signings of new players and a call-up for a city player to the England under-20 squad. Then the city's women's team begin to get a mention in the paper. Then, if we've not exhausted your interest in sport, hopefully you cannot overlook the success of a 17-year-old Eton Golf Club player as she reaches for the heights nationally. Rotherham 2, Norwich City 1. This was a pale imitation of the Norwich who surged to 6 unbeaten games and scored 8 goals in their previous 2 championship away days. Rotherham had the bit between their teeth from the off. That tenacity appeared to startle the visitors. In the face of an urgency and a front foot bravery, Norwich's play was frayed and imprecise. David Wagner called it a reality check. Easy enough to single out the absence of injured striker Josh Sargent and the detrimental impact, given Adam Ida's elevation was the only change to the lineup that hammered Huddersfield in this part of the world the previous weekend. This Norwich are better than that. They need to be better than that. A first competitive defeat of the new campaign is hardly a cause for alarm bells. It's a sour way to pause and now reflect over the upcoming international break. Norwich had come from behind against both Hull City and Southampton already in the Championship. But this performance lacked the cohesion and the self-belief stamped through what had gone before.
Angus Dunn needs no convincing about the qualities that Danny Barth will bring to Norwich City. It was an uncharacteristically busy and frantic end to the transfer season for City, who signed Barth and South Korean striker Hwang Eoji in the final moments of the window. Barth completed a late deadline day move to Norwich after Andrew Omamadil departed to join Premier League side Nottingham Forest in a deal that could be worth up to £20 million to the Canaries. With the clock ticking, City moved quickly to secure the secures of Barth and a free transfer from Sunderland, having monitored his situation throughout the summer.
Jonathan Rowe has hard work to thank for his England under-20 call-up, but must stay focused on the future for Norwich City head coach David Wagner. Rowe has been included in Joe Edwards' squad for the Young Lions' trip to Romania next Thursday, having scored 5 goals in his first 5 games of the 2023-24 season. The German praised his charge's start to the campaign after Rowe's selection, but was keen to ensure his feet remained firmly on the ground. The 20-year-old's success has come as a surprise for many supporters, but Wagner had an inkling this was a possibility. He worked so hard in pre-season and consistently performed in training and the pre-season's games. There were moments of, OK, maybe he can be a dark horse and surprise people, but it's only a feeling in pre-season. You never know before the season starts. Now that it's started, Johnny has shown that the feeling was right.
Norwich City women's boss, Martin Herdman, was pleased that his team let the handbrake off as they produced an impressive attacking display to defeat Cambridge City 4-0 on Tuesday evening. Just over 48 hours on from their draw with London, Seaward, at the Nest, the Canaries showed no sign of fatigue as they dominated their hosts, with in-former striker Natasha Snelling netting a double. Midfielder Megan Todd also opened her account for the new season with a composed finish from the penalty spot. City have recorded victories in all of their last 3 away matches, and winning by such a significant margin at Cambridge also helped to boost their goal difference, something Herdman is delighted about as this early stage of the season.
Norfolk teenager Nelly Ong's season of success scaled fresh heights with a superb performance in the English Women's Open Stroke Play Championship. Eton Golf Club's rising star finished runner-up to Australia's Abbey Teasdale after a thrilling playoff at Manchester Golf Club. Ong played some stunning golf through the 72-hole tournament, sharing top spot on 8-under par at the end of regulation play, and she came very close to landing the prestigious title at the first extra hole with a putt stopping fractionally short of the cup. Her brilliant birdie at the next was matched by Teasdale, who finally emerged victorious at the fourth playoff hole after Ong went agonisingly close with a mid-range par putt. Ong, 17, said, "Just being in the playoff was a great experience. The future looks bright with Ong bound for Ohio State University in a year's time. In the meantime, A-level studies beckon for the Culford School pupil."
Now we come to our first feature. Tim Blythe of Keys Fine Art Auctioneers, in anticipation of their future auction sales, tells us about the Norwich School of Painters. His article is read by Ian Robertson.